I love the following story by Joni Yoder when she was asked, "Does honesty really pay?" She recounts an incident similar to the one I shared a couple of months ago. After putting bags of groceries in her car, she discovered a greeting card at the bottom of the cart, one she hadn't paid for. She immediately returned, waited in the checkout line, apologized to the cashier, and paid for the card. The man behind her, shaking his head in disbelief, challenged her, "It's only a greeting card. Who would have known? Weren't you a bit silly to come back?" She did feel silly, but only for a split second, and then she felt nudged to say, "Should you ever lose your wallet, I think you'll hope that somebody silly like me finds it." Throughout Proverbs, pride and wickedness are grouped with foolishness, while humility and righteousness are grouped with wisdom. This is especially evident in this week's scriptures, all using antithesis to pair opposing statements. When taking a closer look, we find that the first part of the proverb upholds a truth, while the second part upholds a contrasting truth, and while both are examples of a larger truth. Here are a few more examples from chapter 11. In verse 18, we read that a wicked person earns deceptive wages, meaning that the result of their sin will be detrimental, both in the short and long term. It finishes, "But the one who sows righteousness reaps a sure reward," meaning that the outcome of the upright living will bring about permanent and satisfying rewards. In verse 19, the same pattern is used. "Truly the righteous attain life, but whoever pursues evil finds death." In verse 20 and 21, the contrast between the two groups continues, but God's perspective is now emphasized. I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. "The perverse in heart are repulsive and shamefully vile to the Lord, but those who are blameless and above reproach in their walk are his delight." Assuredly, the evil man will not go unpunished, but the descendants of the righteous will be freed. Clearly, the Lord delights in righteous people, but detests the wicked, and thus we can be confident that justice will be done and that people will reap what they sow. The most remarkable example of righteous actions receiving a just reward remains that of Jesus Christ, as beautifully summarized by Paul in his letter to the Philippians. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our grace challenge for the week. Let us reread this well-known passage from at least three other translations, pondering its weight and radically applying it to our own lives and unique circumstances as prompted by the Holy Spirit.